Heroes. Don't take it.
Wait.
Let's look in at college student Jerry Dingle as he brazily reports for duty to the head coach of Ole Sycamore Prep.
Jerry, I appreciate you answering my call. I can use you today.
Well, gee, Coach Ringbuck, anything I can do to help the old team? Why, you know me. Look at my eyes, clear as a bell. Look at my legs, muscles like iron.
Hold on. It isn't your legs I'm interested in. It's your arm.
My arm? You mean you're going to let me carry the ball?
No, Jerry, I want you to carry the pail.
The pail?
Yes, our regular water boy is sick, and I thought you could take his place for today.
Well, gee, Coach. Water boy? I've asked a lot of my friends to the game. What if they see me?
Well, there's plenty of water, Jerry. Give him a drink.
I won't do it, that's all. I won't do it, I tell you. I don't want to be water boy.
Stop it, Jerry. You're acting like a baby. Do you want to carry the water or don't you?
Well...
That's the spirit. 2 o'clock sharp. Now run along. I got a lot of plays to work out.
Big shot, Coach. Goes to college for 4 years to learn how to blow a whistle. What's so tough about blowing a whistle? Any moron could do it. I've been blowing one for years. Big man. When he played football for Sycamore, he was the limit in their T formation. He couldn't have been the string changer on a yo-yo team. What a show-off. I could be a better coach than him anytime. Boy, I can just picture myself in the locker room, inspiring the team between halves. What a coach I'd be. Sure, why not? It's a free country. I'm a citizen.
Office of Coach Dingle. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Dingle doesn't coach football teams. He's a second half backer-upper. That's right, he gives pep talks in locker rooms between halves. Thank you.
Oh, hello, Miss Gibney. Any messages?
Harvard University called.
Sorry, Miss Gibney, can't make it.
How about Princeton?
Can't make it.
Oh yes, the Dean of Vassar called.
Vassar? Why, that I'll make. My old alma mater.
Your alma mater?
Yeah.
But Vassar's a girls' school.
I know. My father sent me there. He wanted me to have all the things Mother didn't have.
Coach Dingle, I need your help. Do you really get results with those pep talks?
Why, sure. Just look at some of my clients. Notre Dame, Purdue, Ohio State, Michigan.
Oh, how's Michigan doing?
I don't know, but they're probably still counting the votes. Your face looks familiar.
That's right. I'm Coach Wingbuck of Sycamore Prep.
Wingbuck, eh? I thought you might come crawling around to me one of these days. What's your problem?
You gotta help the old team out, Dingle. It's the end of the first half and we're a little behind.
What's the score?
87 to nothing.
This is a case for Coach Dingle. Let's go. Oh yeah, grab that water pail. All right, men. Gather around while I check the lineup. Perebolichnikov.
Present, sir.
Washkinowskiewicz.
Present, sir.
Ronnie Schlogniski.
Present, sir.
Jones?
Excuse me, sir. Please, I don't speak English.
Well, all right. Men, I want you all to rise now, place your helmets over your hearts, and sing with me that great alma mater song, We're Strong for Toledo.
Toledo?
Yeah.
Our school is Sycamore Prep.
I know, but Toledo has a better song. Listen, I'll sing it for you myself. We're strong for Toledo.
Bum.
T-O-L-E-D-O.
Bum.
One of you is saying bum.
One of us?
Excuse me. The girls are the fairest, and the boys are the squarest of any old town that I know.
Boy, is that corny.
I heard that remark. Corny, is it? Well, my friends, let me ask you this. What is corn, and who are we to say that it is? You know, if you're not a little bit corny, there's something the matter with you. Why, when you walk down the streets of a town like Toledo, or better still, Deerfield, Michigan, 20 miles northwest of, 165 citizens strong, that's the town, a town where I was born. Brought into the world by a veterinarian, in case you're interested. I really was. I'll never forget. My ma told me, when the old vet gave me that first slap, he said, there's gonna be a lucky colt. Oh, when you walk down the street of a town like that, coming in the opposite direction is a man commonly referred to by the alleged intelligentsia as a yokel. A corny guy. Why, he doesn't even know you from a box of soybeans, but he smiles, howdy neighbor, think the rain'll hurt the rhubarb? So it's not such a brilliant remark. Maybe it isn't even gonna rain. I'll lay it 10-7 you're not growing rhubarb, but at least he smiled. And he said something. Oh, I'll never forget, Deerfield. There were 17 of us living under one roof. A ramshackle old farmhouse, 17 humans. One bathtub. I remember the day it came with a set of directions. And every Saturday night, while we were working out in the fields, as soon as the hot water was ready, Mom used to ring the bell, and we all made a mad dash right through the fields to get there. The tank only held enough water for 16 baths. Poor Uncle Bill. He was always the 17th. And no matter how fast he ran, 16 of us always ran faster. I'll never forget one Saturday night in the middle of one of his best runs. Oh, he was running in earnest that night. He meant to get there. But unfortunately, the odds were against him, and so was the Zodiac. So when those stars, there weren't enough stars, he couldn't see a thing. When the stars came out, he ran smack into a clothesline. He never had a chance. Well, sir, Uncle Bill lay there, tangled up in that clothesline for 3 weeks. But he wasn't lonesome. Why, every time one of us walked by him, we smiled. Howdy, Uncle Bill! Think the rain'll hurt the rhubarb? And then, Uncle Bill passed away at the ripe old age of 104. And we laid him to rest in his favorite spot, the bathtub. And we put the bathtub in the rhubarb patch. And now when we pass by there, we say, Howdy, rhubarb! Think the rain'll hurt Uncle Bill? So you see, boys, that's why you mustn't be ashamed to sing. We're strong for Toledo.
Bum.
That's the place where the Buckeyes grow.
Bum.
In any old weather, we'll all stick together in Toledo. Oh, yo.
Hello, listeners. This is Chuck Beetlebaum, historical archivist for Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks. Recently, during an archaeological dig in Storage Room B, we unearthed some rare audio footage from decades past of a little-known college football bowl game that seems to have been brushed aside by the broom of history. Fortunately, our crack team of audio technicians, along with some guy named Steve, who likes to hang around the station and offer useless advice, was able to restore this footage to broadcast quality, and we are now able to present to you the only known recording of the Diet Dr. Fizz bowl game. Raw, real one!
Welcome to the Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl between Napoleon Tech and Deadbeat State. Reporting live from the booth, I'm Ted James, and joining me today is former quarterback Ned Steelhart. Before the game, our sideline reporter
had a chance to speak with Napoleon's head coach. Here's what he had to say.
Coach, it's been a crazy ride. After going winless last year, you're 12-0 coming into the Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl today. If someone told you a year ago that this would happen, what would you have thought?
That they were crazy.
Because it seems so unlikely?
No, because it's weird for strangers to come up to you and predict your future.
Is there anything special you told your players in preparation for this week's game?
Yes, hard work and teamwork will work for us. Oh yeah, and drink lots of Diet Dr. Fizz, now with its classic label.
Well, it looks like we're in for a good matchup here today, right, Ned?
You bet, Ted. These two teams look like they're chomping at the bit to get at each other. Both of them certainly want to make a statement today.
Say, we're getting a report from our correspondent that something's happening in Deadbeat's locker room. Let's go to our live microphones.
What do you mean we don't have a quarterback, Javi?
Well, he kind of just got hurt and stuff.
Well, we're done for now, Javi.
You want to throw in the towel?
No, wait here, I have an idea.
Me?
Yeah, where you heading?
I was on my way to football practice at the high school.
Are you any good?
No.
Good, they won't miss you. Come with me, I'm gonna make you a big football star.
Oh boy.
Well, certainly an interesting development. Yes, sir. Say, Ned, you used to play a little ball yourself, huh? Led a couple teams to a championship or two?
Well, I noticed
you're not wearing your ring today.
No, Ted. Didn't you hear? We got divorced.
I meant your championship ring.
That ring. Yeah, I left it in the safe at home.
All right. Well, it looks like the two teams are ready to take the field. The captains line up at midfield for the coin toss. Today's coin was replaced with a Diet Dr. Fizz bottle cap. Deadbeat State chooses heads.
Which side is heads on a bottle cap, anyway?
And it's heads. Deadbeat elects to receive the kick. They're lining up, and there's the kick. Hotfoot Henry receives it and cuts up the sideline. He dodges a tackle, and another one. He jukes out a defender. He tiptoes along the sideline. There's a tech man coming right for him. Oh, he hurls over him. What a move. One man left to beat. It's the kicker. The kicker leaps on top of him, but Hotfoot seems unfazed. The kicker hangs onto him for dear life as Hotfoot has nothing but green in front of him. This is unbelievable. Hotfoot carries the kicker on his back into the end zone. Touchdown, Deadbeat. They kick the extra point. Now it's 7-0, Deadbeat. And that's the end of the first quarter. My watch must be slow. Well, Ned, what do you think of the action so far?
Well, gosh, Ted. Watching all those guys run around is making me tired. Boy, I could really use something to drink.
Why, I'm sure you could, Ned. And do you know what's the most refreshing drink out there?
Huh.
That's right, Diet Dr. Fizz. Diet Dr. Fizz now has 18 fewer calories than before. It's also sporting its original classic label. Yes, sir, Diet Dr. Fizz, now flavored with real sugar.
As opposed to fake sugar.
Diet Dr. Fizz is even the official refreshment provider of the Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl. Both teams were presented with a dozen gallons of it before kickoff. And there's the start of the second quarter. Deadbeat State kicks off to Napoleon Tech. It's a high kick. Oh, he might have a chance to return it. Oh, I guess not. Probably should have let it go into the end zone on that one, eh, Ned?
Yeah, it's not too often you get to see people return a kick like
that. And here comes that Tech offense. They take the field with star senior quarterback Brock Breaker.
Yes, sir, and I don't think we need to remind you of what kind of a season he's been having.
That's right, Ned. He set the all-time record for single-season passing yards, rushing yards, touchdown thrown, has a 99% completion rate, has yet to throw an interception all season, and was even named interim head coach when Coach Rand Page was sick for Week 7. He finished almost fourth in Heisman voting and is expected to get picked in the draft in the 8th or 9th round.
Quite a year indeed, Ted.
You bet. And Breaker goes under center. He doesn't like the look of the defense. He calls an audible. The ball is snapped. Breaker fades back to the pass. He throws it to Rockman. Rockman catches it. He runs down the sideline. He's in the clear. There's no one around him for miles. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Oh, he's taken down at the 1 yard line. Oh, what's this? They're saying he fumbled. It's recovered by Deadbeat. What a turn of events this is. Deadbeat with the ball, the score, and the momentum.
Wowza. Two big mistakes from Napoleon in the first half.
Boy, this could cost him. Deadbeat is not a team you want to give the ball up to.
Is there a team you'd want to give the ball up to?
The Deadbeat offense takes the field. Deadbeat's new recruit, the random teenage kid, takes the snap from the one. As expected, he just hands the ball off in his own end zone. Oh, the runner shoots through the gap. It's a breakaway run. Look at that speed. The linebacker catches up with him, but not before he gains 63 yards. This will put them in range for a long field goal.
This is going to need to be some kind of kick to get it in.
There's the snap. The kick is up. Oh, wide left. Just barely missed it.
I'm pretty sure it hooked in.
No, it was wide for sure.
I disagree, it just barely got in.
It was wide.
Ted, I've played the game for 16 years, I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you played quarterback for 16 years, Ned, and what that has to do with kicking field goals, I'll never know.
Well, at least I played and wasn't a male cheerleader in college.
Well, what's wrong with being a male cheerleader?
Maybe after this game you can teach me how to crochet.
That's a very useful skill.
Yeah, I'll never know when I want to knit my wife a sweater for Christmas.
At least I still have a wife.
Okay, buddy.
Coach, the second half is about to start, and your team is down. What did you tell them at the half?
I told those boys to play better.
And what did you say? Did you appeal to their emotions with a stirring speech? Did you have them rise to their feet and sing the old school song, "We're Strong for Toledo"?
I told them, if we don't play better, we probably lose.
Is anything else?
Nope. Nothing. I did tell him to drink lots of Diet Dr. Fizz.
Excellent. Back to you, Ted.
Coach Page is certainly an interesting figure in college football, wouldn't you say, Ned?
Oh, I agree. As we all know, Napoleon Tech suffered a miserable fall from grace last season when their former coach took a championship-level team and utterly drove it into the dirt.
I think we all remember their matchup against Flatfoot University when half the team defected to the other side just to avoid playing.
Or the time when their quarterback conceded the game to Doder Name a half hour before kickoff.
or the time Springdale University beat them so bad they tied the record 222-0 score set by Georgia Tech against Cumberland?
Or the time they were so afraid of playing Wistful Vista Prep that they sent out their cheerleading squad in their uniforms?
Yes, and that was a really entertaining season. Anyhow, it resulted in the firing of their former coach and the hiring of Coach Page, who has been rebuilding Napoleon Tech into the powerhouse it once was. And how is he rebuilding Napoleon, Ned?
Well, I don't know, Ted. How is he rebuilding Napoleon?
I'm glad you asked, Ned. With catchphrases, that's how.
Everyone knows you can't have a successful team without catchphrases.
That's right, Ned. And Coach Page has come up with some real beauties. Say, Ned, I think I'll hashtag do something today.
Sounds good, Ted. But will you hashtag win the day?
Hashtag let's do it.
Hashtag right back at ya.
Well, it looks like the two teams are getting ready to kick, with Deadbeat State ahead 7-0 after a miss. Field goal.
Yeah.
Deadbeat kicks off to Napoleon return man Raging Bull Ripkowski. He takes at the 20, runs to the 30, avoids the tackler. He's up to the 40 now. Oh, it looks like he's about to be taken down. But then he laterals it back to James. James comes out to the field, avoiding half the Deadbeat special teams unit. One man to beat and he's in the clear. It's a foot race. He's at the 30, the 20. The defender lunges at him. He's hit! But the ball comes flying out of James's hands before he's ruled down. It's caught by Richards, who takes it in from the 4-yard line for a Napoleon Tech touchdown. What an effort by Richards. What a play. What a player. Quite possibly one of the best return efforts I've ever seen in a player by Richards. An inspiration to aspiring athletes everywhere. The extra point makes it tied, 7-7.
Impressive play by Napoleon, and it gives him the momentum.
Yes, and we all know how important momentum can be. Like back when you played, Ned.
Oh, yes. You can have the lead, but once the other team starts gaining momentum, watch out.
Like the 24-point lead you blew back in the 86 Conference Championship game.
Now hold on, I didn't blow that lead. It was the defense that let them back in.
Sure, you just threw 3 interceptions in the second half.
One of them wasn't even my fault. It bounced off the receiver's hand.
Sure it did. And it looks like Napoleon is about to kick.
It did. He so should have caught it.
Yeah, well, you've been saying that for 30 years. Give it a rest. Deadbeat starts the return at the 5.
It's been true for 30 years. Am I supposed to catch the ball too?
No, but you are supposed to throw it accurately. He dodges the defender. He's at the 30.
Accurately? It bounced off his hands.
Well, maybe if it wasn't 3 feet over his head, it wouldn't have. He jukes another tackler and he's at the 50.
If it touches your hands, you should have caught it.
Oh, will you stop? I'm trying to announce a football game. He takes it inside the 30, but oh, he's tackled.
Trying, but not succeeding.
I'd like to see you do better. What's this? They're signaling a fumble on the play. It's Tech's ball again.
How about you be quiet and let me announce?
In your dreams.
Why? Afraid I'll show you up?
Oh, brother.
Fine. If you're scared so badly, I'd steal your job.
I'm absolutely terrified. Napoleon Tech's offense takes the field as the third quarter comes to a close. I really should fix my watch.
Chicken.
Trust me, I'm not afraid of losing my job to you. Breaker takes a snap and hands off to James, who pounds it in for a gain of 6 yards.
Then let me do the play-by-play.
If you don't stop, I'll tell everyone how you cheated to rig the 1988 Heisman Trophy Awards.
fair enough.
Breaker throws for a first down in a gain of 20 yards, and it looks like that'll take us to the end of the quarter.
Boy, what a quarter that was. Yep.
Napoleon Tech seems to be in complete control of the game in the second half, despite a very quiet first half.
They sure do. I wouldn't be surprised if they win this.
Neither would I, Ned. Today's game is being brought to you by Diet Dr. Fizz. Now with its classic label and flavored with real sugar, Diet Dr. Fizz is supplying the refreshment for both teams today, giving them a dozen gallons each of complimentary soda. Because as we all know, Diet Dr. Fizz refreshes.
How can a diet soda be flavored with real sugar?
And the fourth quarter is starting. On 1st and 10, Breaker fades back to pass. He throws deep down the sideline. It's caught inside the 10. It's 1st and goal to go at the 8.
A great pass by Breaker to set his team up in a scoring position.
Indeed it is. On 1st down, they hand off. Oh, but he's stoned at the line. 2nd down here, they'll try a pass play. It's complete at the 4-yard line. Now here's where it gets tricky. Inside the 5, your options become limited with a shorter field.
Actually, I always loved working with a shorter field. I mean, less yards to go for...
And they'll probably try a pass here, as the other team's likely are expecting a run.
I disagree. They'll most likely run it up the middle with a quarterback sneak.
And do exactly what the other team expects? I don't think so. They're gonna throw, Ned, trust me.
It would be ridiculous to throw.
Heisman?
You're right, Ted, which is why they'll probably throw in order to catch Deadbeat off guard.
They're lining up. The ball is snapped. Breaker takes the ball up the middle.
Told you.
He's tackled short of the goal. Ha.
Oh, whatever.
On 4th down, they're not taking any chances. They decide to kick the ball for a 3-point lead. The kick is up and good for 3 points. Napoleon Tech takes a 10-7 lead over Deadbeat State.
Boy, it looks like it's going to come right down to the wire. Less than a minute to play with Napoleon about to kick off to Deadbeat.
They've lined up the kick. And here's the kick. It's a high, deep kick. Hotfoot Henry's back to receive it. Hotfoot catches it at his own 20. He races down the sideline. He streaks past the defenders. What speed! There's no one around him. He's in the clear. He's going to score untouched as time runs out on the clock. What an athlete. What a game. What a... Oh, what a shame. The ref says he stepped out of his own 23 and puts 10 seconds back on the clock.
Man, you hate to see a play like that called back.
Yes, you do, and uh-oh, looks like there's a little disagreement on the field. Hotfoot is letting the ref hear his side of the story. The ref's not having it, though. Henry's getting more agitated, and oh, Henry punches the ref in the face! It looks like he'll definitely be ejected for the remaining 10 seconds. Uh-oh, this doesn't sit well with his teammates, however, as they start confronting the ref. Deadbeat's bench empties as they all run towards the referees. Everyone's swinging. It's madness on the field. Somebody needs to restore order. It looks like things have settled down. Unfortunately, in a virtually unprecedented situation, every single player on Deadbeat was ejected for assaulting the field judges.
They're gonna need to forfeit the game. They don't have any players left.
Wait! They have one man left, one player who refused to fight. It's the random teenager they recruited minutes before the game! Let's take a look at the Deadbeat sideline as they decide what to do.
Well, you want to throw in the towel or shall I?
Hold on, we still have a player.
I'm ready to go, coach.
Kid, I can't let you do it. It'd be suicide you going out there. There's only one of you. They'd more to you. You wouldn't stand a chance.
Coach, didn't the athletic director say you'd get fired if we lose this game?
As I was saying, get out there and make me proud, son!
Oh boy!
Oh my, it appears they are indeed sending out the teenage kid alone to face an entire bloodthirsty Napoleon defense.
Oh, this is gonna be ugly. Parents, if you have any small children that are watching this game, we advise you change the channel immediately. Teb, what are you doing?
I'm putting on my raincoat. I don't want the blood splatter to get all over my suit.
Oh, good idea. You got an extra one?
Nope. Folks, we just got word that the good people at Diet Dr. Fizz have graciously offered to pay for the kid's funeral, and we'll be burying him in a shallow, unmarked grave in the north corner of the end zone after the game.
Oh, that's awful sweet of them.
Almost as sweet as the delicious flavor of Diet Dr. Fizz, a month's supply of which will be donated free of charge to the kid's grieving family. Ned, I'm always amazed by how much love one humble company like Diet Dr. Fizz shows the world on a daily basis.
It truly is touching, Ted.
Alright, looks like Napoleon defense is lining up as the kid prepares to hike the ball to himself.
This is disgusting. I can't watch.
Oh, neither can I. Say, didn't you want to do play-by-play?
Fat chance. I'm not announcing this slaughter. It's your job.
Fine. Okay. Here goes, folks. Napoleon is lined up. The teenage kid is lined up. He snaps the ball to himself. And immediately he's surrounded by Napoleon Techman. This is going to be ugly, folks. I can't... Wait, what's this? It looks like the entire Napoleon defense is running away from the kid. What's happening? Oh, the Deadbeat coach is dumping his team's entire complimentary supply of Diet Dr. Fizz onto the field. The defense can't resist the refreshing taste of Diet Dr. Fizz. They're on their hands and knees, lapping up every drop they can. What a brilliant move by Deadbeat. Napoleon has left the entire field empty for the gangly teenager to streak down to the end zone. He's running as fast as he can. What a turn of events. He's gasping for breath. He crosses the goal line as time runs out. He wins the game for Deadbeat. What a player. What a hero. The odds were against him all the way, but he did it. He did it. Deadbeat State beats Napoleon Tech 13-10. What a game. Let's go down to Leroy Straddle, who's with the boy who has just been named Player of the Century for his heroic efforts.
Well, son, you defied all odds and won the game.
Oh, boy!
Tell me, how did you do it, champ? How did you resist the refreshing flavor of that Diet Dr. Fizz that your coach dumped on the field to distract Napoleon Tech?
Oh, gee, that's easy. I don't like Diet Dr. Fizz.
You what?
Ned, did he just say what I think he said?
That's what I heard.
Let me at him!
Ted, you can't strangle him!
You've been listening to Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks on KCIW. Heroes is written by McLean and Jake Westbrook, produced by Jake Westbrook and Dane Tittman, and performed by McLean Westbrook, Corey Sarabia, Gage Westbrook, McKenna Davis, Jaden Payne, Miranda Wolfers, Jed Doan, Lori Bueller, Jake Westbrook, and Dane Tittman. Music in this episode was courtesy of Creative Commons and Public Domain.
We're Strong for Toledo was written by Danny Thomas for the January 31st, 1945 episode of the radio show Mail Call, a radio show that served the biggest names in entertainment of the day to entertain the troops. The song We're Strong for Toledo was written by Joseph Murphy in 1906.
To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.
Trevor McGee. This is my wife, Mrs. McGee.
How do you do? I'm Sue.
Yes, Mr. McGee. We've been expecting you. Coach McHale said you're the only one who can explain this play of yours.
Right.
Now, this next half, I want you to go out and fight. Flatfoot can win. I know we're going to win.
Frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shop. Here's autumn. Here's October. And here's F. McGee and Molly.
I wanted to be plain through to you. People won't even pop back.
The first half has just ended in the annual game with Meatball Tech.
There's the kickoff, and here come those four horsemen, the King's men, toting the ball for dear old Winsocky.
Well, you've got to help the old team out, Dingle.
Put a little pep into it, a little fight, a little spirit.
Webster centers the ball to Adams. Adams snaps it to Freed. Freed fakes a lateral to Bodkin. Bodkin to Seacrest.
Heavenly days, McGee. Are you still working on that football play?
You said it, babe.
Now, Dennis.
Yes, please.
McGee, look at those leaves out there on the front lawn. I thought you were going to rake them up today.
Oh, I like leaves flying around loose, that's why. It's more informal. Call yourself a football player.
Hiya, fix for cider. Only 60 cents a gallon.
One little pet to it. A little pipe. A little spirit.
Kermit, that's sensational. How did you ever manage to get two tickets for that game?
Oh, it wasn't difficult for an old Brad.
Where I can just sit to myself in the locker room, inspiring the team has. What a coach I'd be.
Where do you want to go this afternoon?
Well, honey, I want to go to the football game.
Now, come on, fellas, let's go out there and fight. Fight, fight. And remember, we're going to win this game for dear old Flatfoot, or I'll know the reason why.
You going to the game?
Actually, McGee, I never miss a game.
Coach McHale has got a trick play of mine that'll make them two-bit Eisenhowers from Mohawk military look silly.
80,000 people are gathered here today to witness this thrilling football game. Look at that pigskin face. Way, way up there.
I'm glad to see you're finally raking those leaves up.
Listen, Gildersleeve.
Hey, mister, what makes leaves turn all different colors like this?
They always turn red in the fall.
It's a beautiful meatball. Receives the ball on the 10-yard line. Oh, it's a fumble, and Flatfoot recovers. There's another fumble, and Meatball recovers. There's another fumble, and Flatfoot recovers. Meatball, Flatfoot, Meatball, Flatfoot.
Your attention, football fans. This one you won't believe. Football history has been made here today.
You hear that, Molly? I made history.
That play was so deceptive, so complicated, that right down there on that field in the middle of the game, they've lost the ball!
All right, pal, I'm holding you hostage for ransom money, but you know what? I'm feeling in a very generous mood. I'll let you listen to KCIWLP 100.7 FM.
Oh man, I have to be tied up and held for hostage, and I have to listen to boring community radio?
Boring? This is KCIW, community made and organized, staffed by volunteers. It's pretty good, if I do say so myself.
What do you mean if you do say so yourself?
Well, I just did say so myself.
Do you run the station?
No, I'm just holding you hostage on account of... I need a friend, I'm very lonely. Want to listen to KCIW with me?
Yeah.
All right, let's order out for some pizza.
Whoa, what's that sound?
That's the sound of volunteer power. It's what keeps KCIW running free and wild on our Wild Rivers coast.
Well, what fuels volunteer power? Is it nuclear? Coal?
Why, it's goodwill and an amazing community of people. Without folks like you getting involved at KCIW, we would be powerless.
You mean, I can power KCIW?
You bet you can. We're looking for volunteers of all kinds. Check out our website at www.kciw.org to find out how you can get involved and become Volunteer Power!